This is a Collider.com audio interview.
After doing the documentary, what was it that you, why did you feel you needed also to tell the story dramatically in this format?
I have to contradict right away because it was always clear there would be a feature film.
Oh, okay.
And since it took some time to get the money together and organize everything, we decided to do a documentary. But in fact, it should be should have been the other way around. And in my feeling, in my the way I see it, Rescue Dawn is a big film that always needed to be told for a big screen with a character mm-hmm. much larger than life. Mm-hmm. So.
And what was it about Christian Bale? Did you see him in something that you thought, my God, did he look like, I don't know, does he look like Dieter?
Oh, it was so clear that he should be the one, and simply, and we shouldn't only speak of Christian Bale, it's also Stephen Sondheim, Jeremy Davis, because you need a very strong context for your leading character. Mm-hmm. Obviously, these three are the best of their generation. Mm-hmm. So, and it's a strange coincidence. Dieter Dengler is a young man, was very handsome, even looked a little bit like Christian. Mm-hmm. This was not the criterion, but it was strange that on location in Thailand, Dieter Dengler's two sons visited us, mm-hmm. two very fine young men, and they were so surprised by Christian and how he acted as Dieter Dengler that by mistake or just one at a dinner table said "Dad" to him.
Oh, wow.
And Christian said it, and I immediately said, well, we are doing a movie.
Oh.
This is not your dad. Your dad, that was Dieter, who had died, unfortunately. But for them, it felt very much like their own father.
Wow.
What captivated you about his particular story? Because obviously there have been numerous prisoners of war and you know, people that have undergone this kind of crisis. So I'm just wondering, what was it about his particular story that drew you to it in the first place?
You see, I'm a storyteller, and what struck me immediately when I stumble into a big story or a big story stumbles into me, I can tell right away, this is big. And I mean really big. And the character is so large. And that's something for the big screen. I can make the distinction very clearly. And of course, his story was unique. And within the context of the Vietnam War, actually it's not a war movie, it's a film on the test and trial of men. The war doesn't really factor, but he was the only American POW in the Vietnam War who managed to escape, and that's a real remarkable feat. What I also find remarkable about him, his loyalty to America, mm-hmm. which made him able to fulfill his dream to fly, came with a big dream. America gave him the possibility and he stayed loyal. He, for example, was one of the very, very few POWs who did not sign this kind of propaganda letter that the North Vietnamese or Laotians would wrestle out of the prisoners by torturing them. I think even McCain, the Senator McCain, signed signed this kind of letter.
Wow.
Dieter Dengler did not.
Hmm. But they also presented to him before he had gone through some severe torture. I mean, I don't know if they ever came back to him 8 months later or whatever, 3 months later, and tried to,
Well, in his real story, and it was partially filmed, there was real torture, very nasty torture, and I never felt comfortable with filming it and keeping it in the film, because I always, when I make a film, see it like a spectator. As a spectator, I do not want and do not like to see violence, physical violence against the defenseless. I do not want to see a rape of a woman. I do not want to see torture of a man in handcuffs. So actually a couple of these scenes were filmed because they happened to be in the screenplay. When you read it on paper, it looks different when you really do it in physical life and you do it for the camera. And most of these scenes are deleted. And I always had a feeling they should be deleted, and I had a big confrontation with a producer one of these days, and I predicted they would be out, and they are out now. And I'm very confident with the way it is.
How difficult is it to make a film? Well, actually, which is easier, making the movie or making the documentary, or did making the documentary make it easier for you to create the movie?
You're asking a very profound question. Probably making the documentary first as it happened to be, but it's not because making that film, but through the film, knowing Dieter Dengler so closely and traveling with him back to the jungle in Southeast Asia and seeing him and hanging out with him, that made it easier. It didn't need a documentary to make. But in my opinion, both films were fairly easy to make. I've made much more complicated, much more difficult films.
From a technical standpoint, were they different?
In all respects. A technical point of view, yes, of course, we were shooting for the big screen, and we actually shot super 35 millimeter celluloid. Whereas the documentary was shot in Super 16, which does not hint to a very, very big theatrical release.
A lot of filmmakers have a very signature style. With you going between documentaries and narrative films, what would you say is the Werner Herzog style?
I don't know, because I don't care about style. It comes in as a natural concomitant of my work, but you probably recognize a film of mine if you just switch on TV at late night and you see 2 minutes of a film. You could tell, this must have been him. you can tell somehow how I do it. I don't know, but you should also be careful about speaking too clearly as a distinguishing mark between documentaries and feature films. My documentaries are partly staged, partly scripted. They have a lot of fantasy in it. They are not like cinema verite, which I call the accountant's truth, all about facts. I'm not so much interested in facts. I'm interested in something deeper, some illumination for the audiences. So my feature films are not that far away from quote-unquote documentaries and the other way around. I keep saying to make my point, I keep saying Fitzcarraldo, a feature film where I'm pulling a huge ship over a mountain in the jungle, is my best documentary, even though every single scene was scripted and staged and acted.
What happened to the TV revolution? A couple of years ago, it seemed like every documentary an indie film was going to be shot on HD or in 24p and all this, and just on TV in general, but lately no one talks about it. Why is that, do you think?
I do not know, but I've always been a man of celluloid. I started out very early, worked the night shift as a welder in a steel factory to make money, and what did I do? I bought a couple of rolls of 35 millimeter celluloid raw stock, and I started right away for the big screen on celluloid, and I've stayed that way. In my belief, celluloid is still better. It's more complicated to work with it, but it has a different life. You see, sometimes the chemistry is going a little bit wild, and you have the most incredible discoveries all of a sudden. Whereas shooting on digital video, you create a file, and the file is there's somehow an absence of life in it, even though it creates an image. You have a series of ones and zeros. So of course, filming on celluloid forces you into a much, much more intense way to get into the scenes that you're shooting. You know, your role is only 4 minutes long in in digital, with digital cameras. People are shooting 2 hours, 3 hours non-stop, and they think, yeah, they will gather the material, but everything that they do is mediocre, and out of 2 hours of mediocre footage, you cannot make one single extraordinary scene which lasts only 2 minutes. You can't. So the approach, and I don't like this kind of false security. You can see immediately what you've shot. It gives you a false confidence. Very often, I have experienced what you sense in your guts. This scene was very strong. Stop it now. Move on to the next. And I do not see. Normally, you see rushes, dailies 2 days later. In Rescue Dawn, we never saw dailies, with the exception of the first day of shooting. Wow. Never saw any dailies. But not because I didn't want to see dailies. There was problems with the lab that wasn't paid and wouldn't give us any dailies. So, but that's okay. It was not a problem for me. I was confident enough and professional enough to know, yes, I would do it right. And it turned out to be like that.
What were some of the biggest challenges you faced making this film?
Well, doing a film like this was obvious with a lot of challenges, including, for example, a great amount of physicality, plowing into the jungle where nobody would ever manage to plow into these vines and thorns and underbrush, and the camera following right into it. So, sure, a real challenge, and of course a challenge to really get an audience very, very close and intimate with very complex characters. So, and the film is not complicated. It's told straightforward, and it's really mainstream. It's very accessible, and yet it doesn't have comic strip characters of one dimension.
Did you go on a diet to be sympatico with your actors?
They must have squealed. Yes, I did, because I would always offer to... I would not let them do anything that I would not be willing to do myself. So eating maggots, I was ready to do that for Christian before he would do it, to show him that it was not a hazard or so. In this case, he said, no, come on, forget about it. Let's get over with it and turn on the cameras. But when Christian lost weight, I said to him, Christian, out of solidarity, I'm losing half the amount of pounds that you are losing. And I actually did. So I'm back. I should actually do that. I should do that more often.
Did you use his methods?
I don't even know what his method was, but of course, yes. There is no. He did it under good supervision. I'm sure, and I know that. But there is no really miracle diet or so. It's discipline. And people asked him all the time, "How do you do it?" Or they asked me, "How do you do it?" Simple answer is, eat much, much less than you would normally eat. That's the answer to it.
Well, he seems generally pretty fearless. I mean, not just as far as losing weight and so forth, but I mean, were there ever times that you had to kind of maybe pull him back a little bit because he would do anything like pick up snakes and start?
Well, that was scripted. It was scripted, and it was always clear. First thing I ever said to him, Christian, are you ready to catch a snake and bite it in half? But I mean a real snake. And he said, without missing a beat, he said yes, and we were over with this question. No, I was not really afraid. We were very professional in handling situations that might have been risky. And in some of the situations, we had a stunt a stuntman, for example, when you see the impact of the fuselage in the rice field, it was massive pieces at great momentum hitting into the rice paddy, huge explosions. And the pilot, it's not done with any digital trick. The pilot is propelled with this explosion, with this fireball into the scene. So that was done by a stuntman. But Christian, I'm sure Christian would have done it had we shot it on the last day of shooting.
Yeah.
Yeah.